This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. It's so good to have you with us again today. How we trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we look into God's holy book, the Bible, God's precious word, and see what God has for us today. We're studying in the book of Romans. We've gotten down as far as to the 28th verse, and we're looking for a blessing from the Lord today. You stay tuned, and I'm sure God will have a real wonderful blessing in store for you. Now, we are having an offer this month. Offer number two, what we're offering is a good, beautiful Zondervan King James Version of the Bible Bible that you can send out to others of your friends or your own self. Maybe you need a good Bible. If you do, we have one available that we'd like to send out to you. It's a beautiful brown-covered Zondervan Bible with self-pronouncing words. And also it has the King James Version. It's a center column reference. It's easy to read, good bold black print. It has a 160-page concordance, 64 pages of helps, 8 pages of maps, a presentation page, and a family record. And also the words of Christ are written in red. And I'm sure this will be a real blessing to you. A nice handy-sized Bible. It's not real big, not real large. Just a nice one for taking to church or going wherever you'd want. It's nice for ladies as well. Some people, women always say, well, the Bibles are just a little too big. This is a nice handy-sized Bible for man or for women. Full Old Testament and New Testament with all these helps. Just send $10 or more toward the radio broadcast. Now, this Bible is worth well over $10. It's worth about $18 to $22 as we've priced them in the store, and I'm sure they'll be a blessing to you. We want order two or three of them if the Lord lays it on your heart. Send them out to friends. What better gift could you give at Christmas time than God's holy word, the Bible? And then also along with this, we'll send you free of charge a nice sketch of the two streams of the Bible by Roland C. Starr. And this tells about the manuscripts from which the King James Version of the Bible is taken. It's all the new manuscripts from the turn of the century, about the 1900 and so on, from there on until this very present time, have been taken from a different source of manuscripts. They use the Vaticanus and the Sinaiticus very strongly in what they take their Greek and Hebrew writings from. I'm speaking especially about the Greek, speaking about especially the New Testament. And so these are taken from these, where the King James is taken from the received text and from the Greek Vulgate, the traditional text. And so you send for this. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. If you'd like just the sketch, we just encourage you to just send for it and say, I'd like the sketch. We'll send it to you free of charge. We want to get this out in your hands. But now if you want the Bible, send for offer number two. We'll give you the Bible and the sketch if you send $10 or more toward the radio ministry. It takes a lot of money to keep these stations on the air, and we pray that if you don't have a penny, that you'll pray, that God will lay it on others' hearts, that they might give, that the radio ministry might go on, we might get in on other stations, get the news out that Jesus saves, and be a help to Christians as well. Now, just send to us, this is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. That address again, just send to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, 14068. Ask for either the sketch or, if you'd like the offer, offer number 2. Now let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that as we hold this book in our hands, that we believe with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind that this is the Word of God. Not that this is a good rendering, not that this is a close translation, but we believe that this is the Word of God given to us from the Greek and Hebrew manuscripts into the English language so that we can invariably say, this is God's holy, precious Word. We thank you for the Word. Now bless it to us as we look into the pages of this doctrinal book of Romans. May sinners be saved. May Christians get convicted of sin. And Father, may our lives be changed and turned about. May we repent of sin and turn back to the God of our fathers and the God of the Bible. And we'll thank thee now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we've gotten down to verse 28 in the first chapter of the book of Romans. Turn with us there if you have a Bible. If not, if you're driving along in your automobile, listen closely to the Word of God as we go through it. It says in verse 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Oh, how we have a group of people in this world that are doing all kinds of foolish, godless acts and say that there's nothing wrong with it. The Bible says there is wrong, everything wrong with sin of all sorts. All unrighteousness is sin. And the Bible says here, doing those things which are convenient, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means beyond hope, beyond even God's reaching them, because God gives them up to their vile affections and their lusts and their sin and their wickedness and idolatry and adultery and fornication and so forth. Then he goes in and he enumerates all these sins in verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, we said, is sin. Anything that doesn't please God is sin. It's not something, a naughty naughty or a no-no. It is sin. S-I-N. We have so much preaching today on this is not such a nice thing to do. The Bible says that sin is an abomination to God. God hates sin. God has hated sin. He does hate sin, and He forever shall hate sin in your life, in my life, and in anyone's life. God hates sin. Unrighteousness of all sorts. Then it says fornication. Now fornication means that type of illicit sexual relationship before marriage. How prevalent this is today. We say, there are so many saying, what we need is free love. No, what we need is holiness. What we need is get back to the Bible. What we need is girls and boys coming down the marriage altar pure and clean, and to depict the whiteness of their gown, to have whiteness in their soul, that they might be pure and save their body for their husband, and the fellows save their body for the wife. We have so much talk about the girls being pure. I say that we need to have the fellows pure too, by the grace of God. So many, they say, are going to the marriage altar unclean today. No wonder there are problems in marriages that there is today. We need to get back to the Bible. Fornication, illicit sex before marriage. Then wickedness. How much wickedness? People are going to the place where they just become vile and wicked and far from a holy God. We need to get back to the Bible, back to God who gave the precious Word of God. Then it says, covetous. How we have everyone wants to be like the Joneses. I don't want to be like the Joneses. I want to be, by the grace of God, like Jesus Christ. We have a generation who want what other people have. One person puts up a pool in their backyard, the other one's got to make a pool. One puts up a fence, the other one's got to put up a fence. One puts up a new house down the street, they have to get rid of their old house and get a new house. Someone gets a new automobile, the guy next door has to get the same kind or a better one than he has. How foolish, how wicked to be covetous and want what other people have. The Bible says in the Old Testament, one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his ass, nor anything that he has. You're not to covet, not to covet that which does not belong to you. And then maliciousness. This means to hurt others. This means just to be hurtful and hateful. We have a generation who are so despicable and so mean and vile and wicked, and they don't care about anyone else but themselves. And God says this is sure a sign of God giving over to reprobate mind those that are wicked and vile and malicious. And then it says full of envy. Oh, envying others who have so much, or who have a nice position, or who are on a football team or some kind of a physical sport or something. We're not to envy anyone. We're to live like Jesus and exalt His blood and serve Him with a fullness of heart and fullness of service and fervor. And then it says here, murder. We have murder on every hand. You pick up a newspaper and all you see is this one murdered this one, and they took him off in a car and killed this one and so forth. Wickedness, debate. That means just plain not agreeing on anything. And then deceit. People deceiving and being deceitful in their dealings and not being honest. We need a getting back to honesty. And then malignity. That means being harmful. That means hurting and harming and not having a good attitude. And then whisperers, how we have a lot of this going on. They'll say one thing to your face and say something else to your back. How we have to be careful, how I have to be careful, even as a minister of the gospel, to not be a whisperer. Oh, there's so much going wrong, and there's so much wrong in our ecclesiastical circles today that it's almost You almost talk to your own people one way and talk to these other people another way. We ought not to be that way. We ought not to be hypocritical. We ought to just tell people if we don't like their wickedness and sin, we ought to be forthright with it and come out and tell them. Backbiters. That means just plain always gossiping and backbiting. Then it says haters of God. People go so far, they hate God. Some people say, oh, I wouldn't think anybody'd hate God. How naive can you be? The Bible says haters of God. And there are such thing. There are a lot of people that hate God, despise God. This Madeline Murray O'Hara up there in Washington got prayer and Bible out of the schools in America. God has forsaken, I believe, her wicked soul, and she'll burn in hell unless she repents and turns to Jesus Christ. Haters of God. She talks of God as nobody to her. I'll tell you, one day she'll fall down before a holy God and she'll say that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. She'll confess him one day, either on this side of the grave or on the other. She'll repent. Every knee shall bow, the Bible says. Despiteful, proud. How many proud people we have. God hates proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Then boasters. We have a generation who are boasting great things and saying how great I am and look what I've done. I think of one boxer who was a world heavyweight champion, and he said, I am king, I am king. And I thought, when I heard that over the radio, as I was driving down to my automobile, I believe, and I heard he said, I am king, as he won the bout. Oh, Jesus is king, Jesus is Lord. We're boasters, inventors of evil things. People don't invent much good anymore. They don't invent and make up beautiful, glorious songs and beautiful things and write beautiful little stories very often anymore. It seems like there's always an invention of evil and something more wicked than the thing before. And then disobedient to parents. We're in a generation who will not honor their father and their mother. The Bible says this is a promise, the first commandment with promise that we should honor our father and mother. We ought not to be disobedient. You children that might be listening, don't you disobey mom and dad. You'll cut your life short. You honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, and God may bless you with many things. Honor your... You say, well, mom and dad don't know everything. No, they know a lot more than us usually, though. And not only that, even if they're not saved, we're to honor them. It's not that we're not to disobey the word of God, but we're to honor our father and our mother. We're not to despise them and set them aside for our own likes. It says here, without understanding... Covenant breakers. They can't keep a promise. They just break every promise they make. How many people promise me they'll be in God's house? They're going to do this, they're going to do that, and then they fail. How many people cry and weep and say, oh, how sad this is, and then they turn right around and do what they prayed they wouldn't do. That is not pleasing to God. Covenant breakers. They can't keep their word. Even with God, they can't keep their word at all. And then without natural affection, we've got to the unnatural, doing that which is not right. Loving dogs when we ought to love God and love our children. Such a love of dogs, they go out and mourn over them in the graveyard. What an abomination to have a cemetery for dogs. We have little enough place to put the human beings, and now they're making cemeteries for dogs and cats and animals, and people go out and mourn for them. It's unnatural. It's not pleasing to God. We need to get back to the Bible. Now, we thank you so much for listening today. I pray the Spirit of God will bless your heart. I pray that if you're not saved, that you'll invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart, and that we might get away from these sins that we've enumerated today. It's all in the Word. We need to get back to God, back to the Bible. If you're a sinner, would you bow your head and repent of sin and ask Jesus to save you? He's waiting for you to call upon Him. He's waiting for you to turn from your sin to the Savior and trust Him. Write us and tell us about your decision. We'll send you some free literature to be a help to you in your walk with the Lord. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. That is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, 14068. May God bless you is our prayer.